Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
Good morning. This is Skip LaCour. Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Talk Radio Show. I am Skip LaCour. Hey, if you could ask me one question. That one question that when answered, it could create clarity and certainty and confidence for you. That question, what would it be? Would it be with your eating habits? Would it be with your training habits, your mindset? We've had questions on this show about bodybuilding competitions or how to make a living from your passion for bodybuilding, training, fitness, and helping others. What question would you ask that when answered could create clarity, certainty, and confidence and point you in the direction? This is the time to use my 20 years experience in the bodybuilding and training industry to help create those distinctions for you. All it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, one new way of looking at the same old challenge that you've been going through, or one new way of breaking things down that can launch you into that new level of physical growth, mental growth. Whatever journey this is for you with your health and fitness, all it takes is that one distinction. And this is the time where you can find that distinction. So use this resource to help you. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. Don't go through all your theories that you may have with just 6 months of training or even a couple years of training. This is the time to get some questions answered for you. Where are you right now with your bodybuilding and training efforts? And where do you want to go? What is the next level for you? You may not be able to go from where you are right now to all the way to where you want to go. That may take time. That may take a lot of effort. May take a different journey. But what is the next level for you? Where is the next step as you try to create that body that you really want, this lifestyle that you really want? Stop and think about that right now. What is the next level for you? Then, after you figure out exactly what that is, what's stopping you from getting there? If you want to make the improvements that you want and you want to make them effectively, efficiently, and in the shortest period of time, the first thing you're going to have to do is to know exactly what it is you want, getting what you want, finding the best combination of training strategies, nutrition strategies, nutritional supplementation strategies, and the mental strategies, the motivation strategies, is going to be much, much easier when you know exactly what it is you want. The answers will start coming out of nowhere, maybe right here on this blog talk radio show, maybe this bodybuilding training talk radio show. The answers will start coming. Maybe you're going to call in. The number is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. Maybe I can direct you to some information to read up on. Maybe it'll come from there. Maybe it will come from another caller. But don't wait for someone else to call and ask your question for you. Get on the phone right now. Call 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. I have a free gift for you just for calling into the show, and that's my ebook, Skip LaCour's Packing on Muscle, Max OT Style. Skip LaCour's Packing on Muscle, Max OT Style. It's a $24.99 value, a 164-page ebook that has all the training strategies and the training mindset and cardiovascular training strategies that you need to take your body to that next level that you're pointing at. So that ebook has been sold in over 52 countries around the world, and it's yours for free just for calling in. Again, the number is 347-326-9145. So what is it for you? That question, that challenge at you, that obstacle that you have in front of you. Is it with your training, your nutrition, your motivation? Do you need a kick in the pants from a coach, a trainer, a friend? Well, I can be that coach for you. Maybe sometimes I'm just telling you to do the things you already know you need to do. Do you need more drive to get to the gym and do all those things you already know you need to do? Or do that on a more consistent basis? Maybe you are doing those things well, but you want to take up that training to a higher level of performance in the gym. So what is it for you? Here's your chance to call in and get some free coaching. So call me and let's talk about what it's going to take for you to get more out of your bodybuilding and training efforts. Again, all it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, one new way of looking at a situation that makes all the difference in the world. One breakthrough, whether that's in your training, nutrition, mental strategies, leads to another breakthrough, and then another breakthrough. And that's how it works, gentlemen. Call into the show and find where that works for you. Again, the number is 347-326-9145. Oftentimes, you may find you are already doing everything right, and you just need to keep on track. You need to keep on keeping on, as I like to say. That validation from a coach, an expert, a friend, is all you need. Certainty and confidence, so, so important. I talk about that all the time on this show. I can help you do that. I've been helping thousands of bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts, and at all different levels, even the levels that may be listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, or they typed in fitness on their iTunes store and came across this podcast. If you're brand new into the health and fitness arena, I can help you. I can help you break through those challenges that you had at the beginning. I know it can be overwhelming at times. And you can get a lot from the callers on this show, too, because one thing that I do is when someone calls and they may have a specific question, and it may be something very specific and very advanced, like contest preparation, what I do is I'll answer the question, and I'll open it up in a manner that everyone can benefit from it. And if you have a question, too, what I can do is prepare you for another step along the way. So you may be asking me a question, a challenge that you're going through right now. You do exactly what I say. I'm sure in as little as 2 months, that challenge will be totally out of the way and obliterated. And then you'll be on to the next one. That's where it works. And I can kind of set you up where you can knock that challenge, be mentally prepared when that happens, and continue to improve. I've written 10 books and I produced 7 DVDs. I've done that all on my own, typing all on my computer early in the morning, late at night for many years. Many of those years as a competitive bodybuilder in the trenches, eating all those 8 meals, and then later on in my career was those 11 meals all throughout the day, getting my nutrient timing down to a science, typing in between all that cooking and cleaning and my NaturPro 40 meal replacements. And so all done in the heat of passion and drive and self-improvement. You're going to see that in all my DVDs and books. I've written for the Muscle magazines for over 15 years. You're going to see me take on a new dimension in Iron Man magazine over the next couple months. I've done seminars around the world, one-on-one coaching phone consultations. That's what I spend a lot of my time doing during the day. I pack those in the middle of my week, so boom, every half hour phone consultation with ambitious bodybuilders, trainers, and fitness people who are looking for those distinctions, just like you, every half hour from all over the world. It gives me a unique perspective. A lot of times your training, your unique situations that seem overwhelming to you, when you hear the same challenges over and over and over again, it gives me a unique perspective one is to be prepared for what you're going through and how to handle it, but also it helped me explain in a way when you get asked the same question hundreds of times, you just get better and better. Where it took you 5 minutes, took me 5 minutes to answer a particular question and create clarity for you. By the thousandth time I've answered it, I know where, what in general you're going to ask next, where you're going to go with it. And now it may take me 30 seconds to be just as efficient in all different areas of your life. And so the more and more coaching I get, I'm just like you when it comes to the gym. I get better and better and better the more I do things. So that's what I do throughout the day through my one-on-one coaching. This is your chance. People pay a monthly fee to have this type of coaching, and it's yours for free on this show. 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. All we're going to do is everyone's going to learn from you and your questions. So call into the show just between you and me. We'll just be listening between you and me. So Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is brought to you by my website, skiplacour.com, S-K-I-P-L-A-C-O-U-R. Go to that website for tons of free training, nutrition, motivation, the basics, and also nutritional supplementation, contest preparation, the business of bodybuilding and training. It's all there, lots of free information. When you're there, go to the section with my free e-newsletter. Get on my mailing list so that I send you my free weekly e-newsletter. It also can show you where to send questions to me. Also be alerted of any specials or any type of updates I have. When you go to skiplacour.com, check out those 10 books and those 7 DVDs. I've bundled them in a package for you. One thing about all this, I get a lot of really enthusiastic bodybuilders, trainers, enthusiasts who really want to tackle this, really want to get into the mindset and the training mode to take their bodies to the next level. And I just say, look, just like anything in life, you have to bear down, you have to focus, you have to go to school, so to speak, to master this area of your life. And if you do dedicate that just to bodybuilding and training, the knowledge part, I mean, within 3 months of focused, dedicated effort in a system, a step-by-step system of learning, you can have the mental part of this mastered, and then it's all up to you. Just go to the gym on a consistent basis, eat your meals, and it's all about follow through. You need to get a level of knowledge, or you'll be bouncing around from strategy to strategy all over the internet, different people's ideas. You'll see how that becomes less important with that certainty and confidence in what you're doing. So I really encourage you to master what you're doing. It'll make your whole journey a lot easier. Check out my DVDs. Check out my books, all in a special package just for you. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is also brought to you by AST Sports Science. AST Sports Science Nutritional Products is state-of-the-art sports nutrition. I've been with AST Sports Science for, boy, it's been over 15 years now, all throughout my competitive bodybuilding career, through my 6 national championships, all the way until today. And as my schedule is so busy, like I talked about, whether it's travel, phone consultations, all the different business things that I've got going on now that I'm not competing, fill up that time. It's products like the Muscle XGF, where just get a scoop of that. That works with 350 power-packed protein, carbohydrates, the necessary fat. Those are my momentum meals, as I call them. Keeps me going. I'm not going to spend as much time right now stopping cooking, eating like those 11 times, and that may be the position that you're in. So go to AST Sports Science. Check out the great nutritional products there. If you go to my site, skiplacour.com, you'll see the AST logo on the front. You order $100 worth of supplements from my site. Again, so go to my site, click over, it'll look like the same AST site. That'll track it, and I know you're purchasing that from my site. I'm going to give you a free ebook for $100 purchase, and you can go through my entire collection, all 10 titles. Send me an email, I'll send you a free ebook just for ordering $100 worth of AST Sports Science nutritional products from my website. So go to skiplacour.com, click the AST logo, it's going to take you to another area order those supplements. And that's a special that I'm running forever, too, so you can get the whole collection of my ebooks for free. ASC Sports Science is also the originator of the Max OT training program. Max OT, Maximum Overload Training, you probably hear about that all throughout the internet. Extremely popular, high intensity, high efficiency. You just get in there and get out. Heavy weight, again, that's relative. It's using more weight, less reps to pack on the most muscle, lose the most body fat, and do it all in the shortest period of time. It's about efficiency and it's about intensity. Max OT training, you've probably seen that all over the internet or your friends at the gym. Check that out at the AST Sports Science website. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is also brought to you by The Manformation Show. That's my talk radio show on Tuesdays, and then we have a fitness segment on Wednesdays. Check that out on manformation.com at the Manformation website. There are alpha strategies, alpha leadership strategies that transform you into the man you really want to be. Check out that concept. This isn't just about your body. This is about your life. Manformation is personal development and fitness for men. It's to help you become the total package. Lead your own life. Teach you how to lead others. Go to the manformation.com website. Sign up for the free weekly e-newsletter. And go to the message board so you can communicate with like-minded individuals who are just like you, striving to become, again, that total package and take care of all areas of their life. You can also follow me on Twitter. Go to twitter.com/SkipLaCour, twitter.com/SkipLaCour.com. You can keep on target with all the different updates that I have. And also go to my Facebook. Sign up. Let's become friends on Facebook. Facebook and type in Skip LaCour and join me there. We have a caller on the 216 area code. 216. Caller, are you there?
I am. Morning, Skip. How are you?
I am awesome. And who am I speaking with?
This is Chris, calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
All right, Chris from Cleveland. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm actually not doing 100% good.
Okay.
Training's been going great. Been working Max OT. I've been following the Max OT training program for a lot of years, off and on. Haven't been real consistent with my training, but I've been about the last 6 months very consistent with my training, getting my diet in line. Feeling really good about what I'm doing. I've had this, but my one obstacle that I have, and I'm not sure if I'm just not handling it correctly, is that I have a recurring injury anyway. It's happened three times now. It's not, it's in my, it appears to be in my trapezius muscle, like a muscle strain is what I've been told it is.
Right.
And you know, it seems to sideline me for, you know, I generally, if I take about a week off, I'm able to get back in the gym and I kind of slowly work back into it. This is it actually happened again on Friday while I was doing curls. And the odd, what strikes me as odd is that, you know, like I said, I've been following the Max OT, I warm up properly. It usually ends up happening towards the end of my workout. And what I was advised
where
was that maybe
is that on your trap? Is that your upper back, middle back, lower back?
Up the upper back, and, you know, and the pain kind of, you know, it goes up into the neck. And I've had it x-rayed, I've had it looked at, and I've just been told it's a muscle strain. What I've been told by other people is that, you know, I'm training too heavy.
Right.
Which I tend to not agree with because I don't know. I'm warming up properly. I seem to be following the, you know, Max OT strategies.
Right.
You know, properly.
You know, that's a subject I've always liked to attack because, you know, when it comes to Max OT training, it's mental, and you know this is it's mental as well as emotional. It's not just
right.
A training strategy. It's about intensity. It's about putting forth your best effort, getting those results in the shortest period of time. One thing that always comes up. When you see a tiger in the gym training with so much intensity and using that so much weight, you know, it goes against the norm. Most people are just in there, and they're basically just happy if they just show up to the gym, and then they see you. And it takes a lot of courage to lift that weight. And so the question comes all the time is, oh, it's that heavy lifting that's getting you injured. And what I always say is that, you know, Max OT tells you to challenge yourself to lift the heaviest weight shooting a 4 to 6 rep range generally most of the time. But it doesn't pick out the weight for you. It doesn't say, pick a weight that you're almost going to get injured with, okay, or that you're going to get injured with. See, weight is so relative. I mean, when you say, and again, I'm not going to put you on the spot, on spot here, Chris, but, you know, one person might say, yeah, I train really heavy. I bench press 225, and I'm 6 foot, 250 pounds. But, you know, and that's his idea of heavy. Okay, someone else might be like 5'10", 150, well, whatever, and they're bench pressing, you know, 315 pounds, okay? That's a concept in their mind. I train heavy. I don't train heavy, whatever that is, okay? So you would think that that the guy who's benching 315 is more likely to get hurt. Is that true? Is that necessarily true? Most people who get hurt, it isn't. It's not with when they're focused and, you know, they're determined and they've got the proper spot, or if they're really challenged enough to lift heavy. Usually, have you noticed this, Chris? When people get injured, it's not something like with the heaviest weight where they really challenge themselves. A lot of times, it's some fluke thing. It's with the lighter weight, you know, that gets them. And sometimes it's a fluke. Now, a continuous type of a wearing type of injury, obviously, the more you use it, but that's something for you to determine. It's all about challenge yourself. Again, weight is relative. I don't care who you are out there. I could probably find somebody somewhere else that's training significantly heavier, and they're getting more results because of it, and they're not getting injured, and they're same size. So that's something to remember. You never want to get hurt, but you always want to challenge yourself. And just like in life, there's that certain greater the risk, the greater the reward. And, well, how do you do that? You know, it's like, well, I want to make $1 million, and I want to provide for my family. And so one person's risk might be he's willing to risk his time, energy, and emotion and work 15 hours a day for 6 months straight with no guarantee that he's going to get paid off. Now, someone else might want to make $1 million for himself and his family, and what the risk that he takes is he's going to rob a bank, okay? You know, the goal, the objectives may be the same, but how you get about them is really going to determine, you know, what your possible results are. They both can get you $1 million in the shortest, one shorter than the other, but one might get you in jail at the same time, too. All right, that being said, you always want to challenge yourself to more. The more weight you use, obviously, you know, there's a more chance of injury. But just don't assume injury. Keep on challenging yourself more and more and more. And again, Chris, that wasn't necessarily for you. That's just something I always want to clear up when we talk about heavy training, because it's that mindset, oh, God, I'm training heavy. I'm training, you know, with that type of thoughts going through your head, you're going to have a hard time pushing yourself, not shying away, not being fearful. And you're going to be like a lot of people that you may know in the gym that talk themselves out of training heavy before they even do it. And the reason why is because they don't want to get injured. Now, getting back to your specific injury, sometimes when you're not even training in the gym, okay, you said you've been on and off with your training, right? So let's go back, and but you've been solid for 6 months. So let's go back 9 months ago when you weren't training consistently. And you were just knocking around, maybe doing some chores at home, you know, building your deck, repairing this, cleaning out the garage. Did your trap ever hurt then sometimes too?
I just want to interrupt. That's exactly the case. So you're spot on. Is it the two times it's been hurt, the last two times have been, one was going to be curling, but the time prior to that was picking up my one-year-old. This is what we were talking about, a difference. It wasn't the heavy lifting that did it. It happened to be, you know, like you said, something of a fluke that did it.
So someone who was maybe a little bit tentative, very cautious, might have been listening to this phone call and thinking, well, that's that natural T training. That's heavy training. That's why I train light and I do 20 reps per set. You know, they might say that. Well, then he talked about, and again, that's why I wanted to point out that scenario. And then he talked about it's happened when you weren't training and when you were lifting up your son. Well, that's good. That's good. So when you're in the mindset, you know that you may have a propensity to get this injury, and it's not necessarily the heavy training that you'll attribute to. It's just some fluke thing you're doing. I don't know what it is. You know, a lot of times, have you ever watched yourself train on a videotape? Have you ever done that? Have you ever gotten out your phone and maybe you're going to do a heavy set or anything like that, and so you kind of film that? Have you ever watched yourself training in
no.
the gym?
No, I have not, no.
Well, one thing is if you ever do that, or if you watch one of your buddies closely, everything isn't totally symmetrical. You know, the right arm isn't always doing what the left arm is doing. Even when you're doing single, you're not even doing single rib movements. Like, if, for example, you're doing a barbell curl for biceps, you'll notice, like, you know, the right arm might kind of have a different angle to it in the movement. You might be holding the wrist differently. You might have the elbow out a little bit further. They're not totally symmetrical all the time. Well, just say if you're doing those bicep curls and your elbow is flaring out, as I say, well, that's going to put a little bit different stress on your shoulder and things like that. Those are the type of things, you know, for you to think about. Are you gripping a lot more? Is your execution not exactly symmetrical, even though you're moving up the weight from point A to point B? You see what I'm saying? That's the only thing you might be doing the same thing over and over and over again. You know, like I notice when I'm on the recumbent bike, sometimes I just have this natural tendency to have my right foot kind of cocked in. You know, and I'm thinking about that the hundreds of pedals that I do with my foot pigeon toed in. You know, how that do. A little bit more wear the knee or the cartilage on the knee or the muscles on the thigh. How would that, you know, kind of work that differently? Just being over just like probably not even an inch. You see what I'm saying? But it would have an effect, right? And
sure.
So those are the type of things that I can think of because, like I said, you're not going to stop picking up your one-year-old son. You're not going to stop cleaning out the garage, and you're not going to stop training. Okay, so you're going to have to work through these injuries anyway. And so I guess what I'm saying is if you were to not train max OT and say, okay, I'm done with this trap injury, and I'm going to train lighter, do you think that it'll still reoccur from time to time, knowing what you know now?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So do you think it would be wise? We're talking about execution a little bit, and I'm thinking about the last two times it's happened in the gym. You know, the one thing I noticed when it happened doing the side laterals was somebody came close to bumping into me, and so I kind of, you know, looked a little bit.
This is what I want you to look at.
Focus for a second.
Right. You know, that could be. I'm kind of taking all my experience, what I watch in the gym and how I help other people. Now, you tell me this. Are you a grimacer? Do you go, do you get really intense, and do you get really tight in your neck and your shoulders when you do every set? Are you
no,
that kind of guy?
No, I wouldn't say.
Okay. Now, well, let me just...
Forever
again,
do that, but...
Well, here's the deal. Is what I want you to do is I want you to just make sure your neck and shoulders are relaxed. I can train a guy who isn't. And I'm not a personal trainer. Sometimes I help out some of my... business associates or friends, I kind of just walk them around the gym. And I just walked around a guy just a couple weeks ago, and that was just his natural just tendency. He wasn't like an intense guy who did all that, but his neck and shoulders were always really tight when he did anything. It was just a natural reaction. So you might want to think about that if you're doing that strain. You know, you can get a visual of the kind of guy I'm talking about.
Right? Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. When he's doing, it didn't matter if he was doing squats or whether bicep curls, he's always just kind of tense up there. You know, there's people walking around, you know, every day or at your work, you know, that are always tense up there. So think about that, too. Maybe you're tense up there, and then you're doing an exercise, whether it's side lateral or something else. So besides that, my guess is kind of as good as yours. And what are some of the suggestions? If it was a muscle strain, what would any doctors or whoever you went to, what did they say you should do about that?
Well, I told them to do the ice, you know, icing for 20 minutes, keep the inflammation, taking the, you know, ibuprofen, and they told me to take a couple of weeks off from training at all and rest,
right.
You know, 100%, which is really what
they didn't say anything to prevent it from happening again, being that it's reoccurring.
No, I'm not, because it's been to, you know, I went to.
Right. Okay, well, hopefully we can, that some of those ideas can just help you think more about it, relax those neck and shoulders, kind of work through it the best you can. Don't attribute to back OT training or that type of training that you're going through. And they tell you how to make it heal and recover after you do that. So how often does that happen? So in these packs, 6 months, Chris, how many times does that kind of happen?
It's been 20 months.
Just
three times.
Just
probably the last. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, was that helpful at all? Just some suggestions there. If anything, it might help your mindset as you attack this.
Well, very much.
Okay, awesome. All right, well, Chris, well, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Skip. I appreciate it.
Show. All right, you have a great day, sir.
You too. Thanks, Skip.
You know what? I want to introduce you to my co-host, Coasting, calling in. Ben, are you there? We have a caller, an international caller on the line. Caller,
hello?
Are you there? Yes.
Hi.
Hello there.
Hi.
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Avi.
Avi, how are you today, sir?
Yeah, I'm actually calling from Israel.
Okay. And do you have a question today, sir?
Yes. I have a question about the off week, the planned off week after 2 months.
Okay. Yeah.
What happened is, for instance, after I finished my first 2 months, and I know that like in a month from now, I'll have to take another week off because it's, I don't know, whatever, business or something like that, I could not train. So
right.
The question, do you change the schedule week off, or you just, you know, like you said, look at the big picture and, you know.
Yeah,
just,
no, that's a great question. Great question. And it was Evie, right?
Avi,
okay. And you're calling from Israel. Thanks for calling, by the way. What time is it over there right now?
It's like 4:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good question. And I think that you must have been doing a lot of my reading, or if you listened to the show, about that big picture that I talk about. You know, one thing about it.
Can I just say something, you know, quick thing for you?
Sure.
For you answer.
Yeah.
I'm like training for like years. And I kind of discovered you like 2 months ago, 3 months ago.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I was like, I don't know, one of those people who, you know, well read.
Right.
And I was kind of doing my own kind of max RP almost.
Uh-huh.
And it's like I discovered myself without knowing.
Uh-huh.
So it was funny when I ran into your stuff and then I read your thing, I said, hey, this is like more polished, you know?
Right.
More,
well, how long have you been training?
How
long have you been training? Okay.
7 years.
Well, you know, the Master Chief program, it was invented by Paul D'Elia and refined of AST Sports Science. So you and he, great minds think alike. Now he's just getting you up to a high level faster, but it's good you have that certainty that you – no, you're on the right track. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was great because it's like, you know, I found myself training almost the same way. What this program gave me is just the what I was missing.
Right.
The structured week off that I don't think anyone who loves to train really, you know, wanted to take it unless he's like forced to, you know, this is really good for you, take it off.
Right.
And the second thing is this one I'm trying to get people on, people who trained around me, is that I think the best thing of Max OT is and you have it in your book, which is like the urgency, when you have your those, you know, those sets that you have to do them. You know, it's like when I was like doing like 12 sets or whatever I did in the back of my mind, I always, you know, knew I didn't give 100%. Because I don't know,
right.
I don't know why. So when you're
I think that this is a great call. Your insights are great, and they're going to be helpful to a lot of people out there. I mean, you're right. The reason why the Max OT, one of the greatest things about the Max OT program is that it doesn't make you define what intensity is. Because, you know, you're well-read, you're focused. I can just tell by the way you're setting up your questions, you're talking about training, you're probably a more intense individual in life as well as how you break down your training than most people around you. Is that probably true?
Right.
Okay. Well, so, you know, if I said, hey, you train with intensity versus some other guy who's been training for a couple months, you're both going to think you train with intensity. The difference in how you were brought up, I mean, how important it is to you, is going to be massively different. So at the end of 6 months of training, your results are going to be a lot better because of your level of intensity rather than the other guy. And then he's going to say, what? I train with intensity. Well, see, intensity is a cornerstone to any type of training. The more intensity, the more effort, energy, focus, determination you put into anything, you're going to get better results, especially in the shortest period of time. Max OT takes out that guesswork. It takes out, you know, all those human mental variables because it sets you up on a sprint. If I were to tell you to, hey, go run. I want you to go run hard. Well, you would kind of go, okay, and pick out a particular level of intensity or a particular speed to run. How would you pick out how fast, how hard you should run? Well, it would be determined by how far am I running, Skip, you'd probably ask me. And that would determine how much effort you went through. You can't just run, and that's how some people show up to the gym. They don't even know how long they're going to be there. They don't know how many sets are up. Some guys don't even know what body parts they're going to train on that particular day, okay? And so how can they really think that they're going to have intensity? It would be like, hey, go run, okay? How about if I said, hey, go run 100 feet and do it as fast as you can? Well, that's what Max OT does for you. It's structured, disciplined. It's not only how much long you run for the entire workout, but this is only how far I want you to run for this particular set. And that's a 4 to 6, a really hard split. You know, it's one set after another, and the sets are compact and efficient. You're going to get so much more out of everything you do. A bench press isn't just going to be a bench press, all right? And then you put that with a really focused, determined person like you, boy, you're going to get amazing results. And so the greatest thing about Max OT is intensity, which is a cornerstone of the training, is built in. So, you know, getting back to your question about that week off, is that this is especially true with a guy like you who gets himself organized, gets himself on track, gets himself on a roll, and you don't want to take your week off after 8 to 10 weeks. You know, that was me,
right,
4 years.
That time was harder because
it was
the peak of my 2 months. You know?
Yeah, you know.
I had to actually force myself to stop.
Right. And you know, the thing about it is if you've done this a few rounds, you know, different 8 to 10 training cycles, you already know when you come back to the gym, you know, the first week is just the acclimation week, meaning that you're not going to go right up to your heaviest weight. You're going to get back to the new movement. Many times, you're not going to have the same routine, so maybe you did flat bench first and, you know, the next routine calls for incline press first. So you do it first versus second. You're not even going it's almost a different exercise because the order is changed during the next routine. So that whole groove that it took you to get into, all determined, all excited for 8 weeks, you got to give that away, take a week off. You're already looking ahead and knowing that it's going to be kind of awkward. The first week's going to be acclimation. You know, even if you're really determined, you're not going to get back up to that same level of effectiveness and efficiency. Really, depending on how hard you push yourself, it's going to take you about a couple weeks to get back into it. And you know that before you take that week off, right?
Right.
Okay, so the question is that, well, can I just go a few more weeks? That's where, again, that big picture that you talked about. And trust me, I was so determined. I just a little bit more work hard, work hard, work hard. I remember exactly when I was having this conversation. Well, I don't know what year it was, but it was probably a good 10. It was a long time ago. And I was having this call with Paul Galea, the inventor of the Max OT training program. I remember I was in a Seattle airport. I just remember that visual. And he just said, look, you got to take those weeks off. You know, I know how determined you are. He's going to tell you the same thing I'm going to tell you right now, Abby. And that's that, you know, in the big picture, body needs it. It needs that rest and that recovery. In the big picture, that rest and recovery is going to do so much more for you, even with that awkwardness and even with that week off. It's not the physical part. Physically, you're going to be better off by taking that week off. It's just you keeping it together mentally and emotionally. And I think the thing is, when you go through enough breaks, you know, structured time off, you know, maybe, you know, you just kind of do it. You take that leap of faith and you trust in me what I'm telling you to do. You're trusting what the Max OT training program tells you what to do. You go through about three or four of these weeks off, and then you realize how your body looks just as great, actually better. You're stronger when you come back. You're mentally more focused. That should be enough proof that this does indeed work physically. And then when you see that it works physically, it's going to be a lot easier to endure emotionally, getting off track. You're not waking up at the same time in the morning. Your meals aren't the same because you took your training out of there. Right? Now, the second part of your question was, well, what should I do? Okay, I took my 8 to 10 weeks off. And, I mean, I trained for 8 to 10 weeks. I took my week off. I'm going to start training again, but I look on my planner and I see that in 5 weeks I'm going to have to take a week off because of travel or business is basically what you're asking me, right? Okay.
Right.
Well, what do I do? Do I go a couple more weeks, more than this 8 to 10 weeks? No, I would say do even with more of a sense of urgency, okay, with your training, your nutrition. This is what I coach all the time. I say, look, if you're a business guy, and you've got to leave in 2 weeks or a week, well, you better make sure with your training and your eating and the timing of everything, you are perfect until that day you get on that airplane to leave. Use it to even block you in, even have a bigger, better deadline to have more intensity so that when you do, your schedule does get disrupted in an unplanned manner because of, let's say, business, that you're gonna be able to stay together emotionally, mentally, momentum, because you know you did everything you can. I would say take that week off for travel and then get back up on there and then finish out the 8 to 10 weeks and do it. Again, and the big picture, when we're talking about 52 weeks of training and taking weeks off, that is going to be so minuscule, such a small variable physically, all right, that time off, all right? More work,
right,
as you know, isn't going to make you better. It's better work is going to make you better. And that's what you have in your program, and then you refine that with the Max OT program, and you're seeing the results. So the trick here for you is just to stay together mentally and know that physically you're still right on track. And that rest, rate, and recovery is really doing a lot better for you in so many ways, because the muscles is all about you. You're traumatizing, you're beating them up with effective, efficient training, you making sure that you eat properly to help in that rest and recovery, and then taking the time off before you beat it up again. Those weeks off, okay, in the long run are going to help you in that process, just like you can't train just 2 days in a row because you know that's not effective. Well, you know that you're going to have to maybe train it once every week, all right? I think that, you know, most people who jump into this Max OT program, okay, they understand that concept. One hard week, intense week, effective training is all I need for my chest, okay? And now by adopting that mindset, you're a lot further ahead than a lot of guys, especially the ones just training in the gym, who want to just train. Okay, you know that you can't change chest 2 days in a row or two times in the same week. Number one, it's not the best thing for you, and it's not even necessary to have that strong, thick, dense, muscular physique chest that you really want. Well, that being said, stretch over a 50-week, two-week time period. You don't need to train every single week of the year to have that body that you really want. Those weeks off are just as necessary as you only training your chest. Again, looking at it in that big picture that you talked about. Is that helpful?
Sure. I have, like, you know, I have tons of questions, but I'll save them for later shows.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm going to take a break.
It's one of those things. The Max OT and stuff you encounter things as you go along. So you kind of
have another question.
You have to do it in order to.
Yeah, right. That's a good point. Do you have another question for me?
I'm just saying that that what I love in this was for me is that it just came at the right time. This is exactly what I needed. You know, I needed something to put me on an autopilot, and yet, you know, have
yeah. No, that's a great point. And by autopilot, see what I
see. I don't have to look for programs. That's what I mean. You know,
that?
You're talking about those people who's like dealing always, you know, looking for the new, for different programs,
right,
and trying everything under the moon.
Right. You know, I got you on that. And that's the thing about it. You let somebody who has this experience, who's helped out thousands of people, kind of set you on the program. And the reason why I say I mentioned autopilot is because the structure is set up for you. That's on autopilot. Now where the really makes a difference. Right. What really makes a difference is that intensity that I hear in your voice that I'm sure you translate to the gym. There's no autopilot there. That is something
sure,
that
no,
you challenge
for
yourself
sure.
for more and more and more and more. And you think you're intense now, but because you don't have to worry about, oh, God, what training routine should I do? I'm so confused. It's just all about you and more
right,
and more
exactly.
and more. And that level of intensity that you have right now is going to pale in comparison because it isn't on autopilot. And you know,
the fact that it's on autopilot allows me to train heavily.
What's that?
I think that the fact that it's on autopilot, it lets me train more intensely because I don't have to think
exactly.
about all the other parameters.
Yeah, so the figuring out the routine is on autopilot, but so all that energy is all leashed into that mental aspect of it. That you talk about, it's training heavy. For some people, that's getting to the gym on time or following through. Or now that they have that certainty, what they do is they eat all their meals on time. So they get to funnel that energy. It's not like, you know, the old magnifying glass when you had it in the sun and you used to burn a leaf, right? If you kind of didn't have the right angle, the sun rays would be a wide sun rays and wouldn't put enough heat to burn that leaf, okay? Well, when you, the less variables, like what training program should I use, and you use all those mental things, like you said, you can focus on training heavy, being more focused. It's just like a focused laser beam that just gets that sun, it really magnifies, puts that heat right on where it needs to go, and then you get a better training. So that's awesome. Well, I want you to call back to the show. Keep us informed of your progress, thank you very much. I'm going to take a break
sure.
right now.
Sure.
I want to. Okay, take care.
Bye.
I want to... let you know about the coaching program. I mentioned it a couple times. Right now, it's get a lot of enjoyment out of helping a lot of people tie this training and the structure of training and eating and feeling great about their bodies to help relieve other stress. Because again, just like you know, Eddie was talking about with his training is when the variables are taken out, like what training program I should use. That structure is set up, he can put, has more certainty, has more confidence, and then he puts more effort in what he's actually doing. And that's what I really like to do with a training and nutrition program, setting it up and coaching people through it, is that it gives them something certain to hang on to. And that's their body and their structure. And it's, especially in these uncertain times that we're working and living under right now, it's just something to grab onto. So I want to let you know about my coaching program.
During these tough economic times, many people are absolutely terrified of what the coming months or even years have in store. They wonder if they will still have their jobs or be able to hang on to all the material possessions they once thought would bring them happiness. They feel they are no longer in control of the direction of their lives. These tough economic times have a lot of people reconsidering what is really important in life. How about you? I see these challenging economic times as an opportunity to focus on improving your body, mind, and spirit. Now is the time to start controlling factors in your life that are within your control. This is the time to take a step back and reconstruct a stronger, better you. Now is the time to become a man who is considerably tougher than any financial downturn. While everyone else around you is freaking out, use this time as an opportunity to step up as a leader among your family, friends, coworkers, and customers.
My one-on-one personal coaching program will help you improve your body, mind, and spirit. The time you invest will help you renovate that stronger, better you who is a leader in his social circles. Here's how the one-on-one bodybuilding and training coaching program works. You and I will talk for 30 minutes every week. We will talk on the exact same day at the exact same time every week, as structure is an essential element to this coaching program. Over the next 6 months, not only will you be held accountable for your bodybuilding and training success by checking in with me over the phone each week, you will also have a variety of assignments that you'll need to execute. It's time to finally master this area of your life. I will create a well-devised, personalized plan for your bodybuilding and training efforts that will become more apparent over time. My almost 20 years in the bodybuilding and training industry and almost 25 years in the personal development motivation field enables me to teach you in a manner that produces immediate results and even more benefits that you will undoubtedly appreciate and understand as time goes by. I will take you through a series of physical, mental, emotional, and psychological exercises during our time together. But I must first get a good sense of who I am dealing with and where you currently are in order to make an intelligent decision on how to proceed. Because most people these days have unlimited minutes on their cell phones, the cost of talking will be relatively inexpensive. It's not like the old days with long-distance phone calls. If you prefer internet phone services like Skype or Yahoo, or live outside the United States, that option is also available. Now, just 6 months commitment is required with a satisfaction guarantee. I've made getting into this coaching program a whole lot easier for you. The investment for the six-month program is at a reduced rate of $199 a month. You will be committed to 6 months of my services when you sign up. You will be charged automatically the same day every month. Some of these bodybuilding and training concepts that I share with you will take time to develop. I will allow you to cancel your six-month commitment after just 2 months if you are not completely satisfied with the program during these first 2 months. Take action now. Step up and commit to one of these extremely limited positions. If you have any questions, you can email me at skip@skiplacour.com. skip@skiplacour.com.
That's my coaching program. If you would like to be a part of the program, I do have some availability, certain times available. What we do is, we structure that in the same time every week. Structure, structure, structure is very important. That phone rings right at the same time, on the same day every week throughout the program. We become good friends. We become help each other through the process. And I use my years of experience to help you get what you really want. So check out that coaching program. You can email me at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com. Or check out everything you heard, more details, a way to sign up at skiplacour.com/coaching, skiplacour.com/coaching. One thing I want to talk about, get some emails or some questions, and it says, Skip, do you really use Max OT training, or do you still use Max OT training, or do you really use AST Sports Science nutritional products? And it always surprises me. And again, I guess this is just kind of the human condition. Everybody in this world, you know, we've been let down. We've seen spokesperson, models, leaders, religious leaders or whatever, say one thing, and then there's some scandal on the news where they're not doing what they say or whatever. And people get this negative attitude and assume everything's a big scam. So I guess that's strange to me. But I understand that. If you've listened to this show, we've done this for over a year. If you read my website, my articles, that see the passion in everything I do, just taking this route in the health and fitness, getting up early in the morning, dedicating myself to a bodybuilding show for free, just because I love it and I help loving other people, helping other people, the passion and the distinctions that I make and all that. And then at the same time, well, why exactly would I do all that and then compromise my values on what training program I use or what training program I think is the best? or the nutritional products. There's a lot of things that I do for free, so I don't necessarily have to do anything for the money. I train Max OT because it is the most effective and efficient training program. It is. You've done this. When you do this for so many years, you realize that the training, when you've done it for so many years, you realize that it's well. I talked about with Evie, a caller from Israel, it's about when you can put that intensity and focus on what you do, that's where you're going to see the results. It's not always the program. When you do have the right program, that just makes it a lot better. You get this, you know, there are more than one way to skin a cat. Obviously, there are people who have great bodies that may not train Max OT. Now, the question would be is, was that the most effective and efficient manner to build that physique? And that's where it comes in. Most people aren't going to be determined if they have a workout routine that requires, you know, I don't know, 28 sets per workout, 12, three times a week per body part, two and a half hour training sessions, and they're not going to be able to work that into their lifestyle, and therefore they're not going to follow through. So even if that was a great training program, are they actually going to follow through with that? Many times they don't. If I were to tell you, if I knew the percentage of those people who sign up for a gym and they quit the gym 6 months later, it'd be probably the vast majority. Heck, I was one of those guys. I remember I did that at least two times before I actually stuck with the training at age 27. When it's so complex, you're not going to follow through. So the question would be is there a way to build muscle, to lose body fat in a shorter period of time, exerting less effort? And by less effort, I mean, can I get in 9 sets per workout? Can I get the same level of production than it would take in 20 or 25 sets? If I just focus a little bit more, if I challenge myself to a little bit heavier weight when I do it. Can I do this on 5 days a week of training versus 7 days of training? Can I do this in an hour or less, preferably about 40 minutes of training per workout rather than 2.5 hour workout? Because if I can get the same or better results, I will be more likely to stick with it. And that's what Max OT does. That's what Max OT does for you. It's that mental intensity. You can tell by Evie when he's calling how he was probably a very intense guy, and it translated into his training. That's what Max OT does. If you're one of those guys that kind of goes to the gym and kind of talking, you know you should build the intensity, but you're kind of walking around a little uncertain, you're watching other people do routines, and hey, should I do some curls like that guy? He looks like he has pretty big arms. Then what it is, you need structure. You want to be an intense guy too? Well, I say take the leap of faith, follow the Max OT training program. It's going to put that area of this whole process on autopilot. Then we can see what you're made of. We can see how hard and determined that you train, how focused and committed you are with a little bit more certainty when it comes to your training. As far as the nutritional supplements, HT Sports Science, I'll tell you, I've known Paul DeLee, the owner, for, it must be close to 20 years, 15, 17 years. The guy is the hardest working guy. I mean, I thought I was the most focused and dedicated when it came to bodybuilding and training, definitely more than anybody I watched. And when it comes to business and determination and quality, that's what Paul is. He's everything and more than I was to bodybuilding and training, competitive bodybuilding. And when it comes to products, I mean, he's seen a lot of people make a lot of money with the new upcoming supplements that, you know, if you've been in this industry for the last 5 or 10 years, a lot of these supplements that were so, so popular, you know, back just a few years ago aren't around anymore. Well, if they're so effective, if they're so great, why wouldn't that be a staple everyday item? You know, they got your money, they pumped you up, got the hype, and went through its cycle, and then they're not selling anymore. If you see with AST Sports Science what the products that are emphasized are protein, muscle XGF, meal replacement, the VPT protein. It's a staple, the staple food for muscle building. And that's what it is most focused on. So, yes, I do use them. I use them as a competitive bodybuilder. I use them after my competing days. Anyway, that's today's show. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for joining the show. Visit my website at skiplacour.com.